This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And, Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Lynn Craker. And Lynn is actually a Paws with a Cause customer, for lack of a better word. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Lynn, for our listeners, can you explain exactly what your circumstance is or was prior to the time when you got in contact with Paws, and kind of take us through that adventure a little bit?
Sure, I'd be glad to do that. When I was two, I had polio just 6 months before the smallpox vaccine came out. So I've coped with some aspect of disability for my entire life, although as I was growing up, my parents encouraged me to try everything, do whatever I wanted to do, and to really become who I wanted to be. They never let me really have pity parties. My mother always said, nobody's looking at you the way you're thinking, and there are always people worse off. And so I grew up with a very positive attitude and really never let it get in my way, although there were some things I couldn't do. However, some of your listeners may have heard of something called post-polio syndrome, and in the last 20 years or so, that's been researched on people who are polio survivors, and it really is sort of an early wearing out in many ways of the muscles that were affected, and some theories that the muscles that didn't seem to be affected really have been. And so I've gone through quite a few surgeries. In fact, I had a time between 2006 and 2009 where I had 8 orthopedic surgeries. All positive to make my range of motion and all of that better, but a lot of different joint replacements. You know, I'm at a point with enough metal that I kind of set the alarms off as soon as I turn into the airport.
You know, the TSA nightmare.
There you go. And so, so anyway, there were a number of different things that were getting a little bit harder to do. My balance was worse. I had fallen some different times, and also I was walking, having to use a cane, or I'd switched to actually a walking stick, which was a lot easier once I got past all the going skiing kind of jokes, and yet that's only as good as what you're doing with holding on to it. You know, if I start to go down, the walking stick's not going to really hold me up.
Right.
I really didn't feel, though, like I was disabled enough to need a service dog. That seemed like sort of an extreme move. And I found that it's really not any more extreme than looking for other ways that can help someone who is disabled. Mm-hmm. I first saw Paws with a Cause at a booth at the home show in Grand Rapids a number of years ago. And I talked to them and I took an application and I thought about it, but felt, I'm sure there are more people who need something like that. That's a big addition to your household, and we weren't real sure that that was the way to go. And a couple of years after that, I had shoulder surgery. And during the time, my arm was in a sling, which was a little bit of a difficulty because I used my hands, my arms for balance and touching things and all that can kind of help. I fell and dislocated my hip. Fortunately, I was only about a foot away from a table where my cell phone was, and I could reach up and get it. And the pain had been quite excruciating, but I was able to call my husband at work, say, call 911, come home, I've fallen, I'm really injured. And it was after that that we thought, boy, maybe we do need some additional help. Maybe there are other things that need to happen, and I went ahead and applied for a Paws with a Cause dog at that point. That was in June, and the following January, because the process does take a little bit of time, mm-hmm. I had a home visit, it's sort of like a home visit when you're adopting a child.
Wow.
They came over, and the trainer brought a dog along. They wanted to interview everybody in my family and really say, hey, this is the way it will impact your home, and the responsibility is mine primarily, unless there's something I can't do with Caddy. And then she videotaped things that really... The really embarrassing part is that I didn't know she was going to tape every room in my house, and only my dining room and living room were really company ready. You know, I have a couple of my boys who are in their 20s who are going to college, uh-huh. and they are still at home, and so their rooms were taped, as well as the kitchen, which, you know, the doors had been shut and everything. But anyway, so that tape went to the board of directors. And they look at those, and I thought, boy, if they accept me after this, then I'm okay. And so I found out that I had been accepted as a client. You were saying customer earlier. Client is the term we use.
Okay.
And so, and then it was a matter of there being enough funding. Now, the programs go on. The dogs are bred. The foster puppy raisers, which... We really need more and more people who will be willing to be foster puppy raisers for us, who really give them that first year of socialization and love. All of that goes on, but there needs to be enough funding to keep it going. And so I was told that when there would be enough funding in Ottawa County, where I live, and I was third on the list at that point, then they would begin to look for a specific dog for me that would fit my needs. Now, the things that I had talked about were help in walking, balance, retrieving things. I have some problems in getting out of a chair because the quad muscles, what you really use to lift yourself up, don't work at all on one leg, and they're weak on the other. And they said, yeah, we can do these different things. And within a certain period of time, there was enough funding. And then they began to look for a dog who would be able to do the things that I needed. And that's what really makes Paws so special, is that they look for a dog that can fit the exact needs of the client. Yeah, they really look at each of us as a client, as an individual, not just another, say, patient or sort of cookie-cutter person, because every disability is unique and every personality is unique. I also participate. I'm a speaker, and I speak for a lot of women's groups and things like that, and so I need a dog who could go with me and handle being in front of crowds, and I'm in a praise team at church, you know, that sort of thing. We need a dog who is calm enough to handle that and not get distracted, as well as with helping me walk. Only 3% of the Paws clients use what's called a walking harness. It's a leather harness that then has a rigid handle that mm-hmm. extends up from the harness.
Yeah.
And my hand goes on that, and then that is, I'm not putting all my weight on him, but that's my support.
Now, from an actual practical application, before and after, what is your life now like, and what was it before the dog, and how has this dog, and what was your dog's name? I apologize.
Caddy, like a golf caddy.
Caddy. So mm-hmm. how has Caddy changed your life?
Well, let's take a matter of being afraid, just in weather. Now, this winter hasn't been so bad, but in bad weather, knowing that I can go out and I've got that support and I don't have to worry about falling.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm still careful, but that's huge. And being able to retrieve things and not worry about if I drop something when I bend over that I might lose my balance.
Right.
He can get things. If you can picture being maybe at your front door in the middle of winter, the car's already locked, you drop your keys, you can't get them, you can't get in the house, can't get back in your car. You know, he can retrieve those keys. The dogs are trained to pick up anything from a dime to a 5-pound hammer. So pretty much anything I would carry and drop, he'd be able to do that. He can also carry a bag. Because my arms are also weak, if I'm holding on to him and I have things to carry, he can carry up to a 5-pound bag in his mouth. So I have a bag that holds my iPad and a makeup case and my wallet and, you know, the other things that make women's purses always so terribly heavy, you know, can go all in there. And he can carry that in his mouth in and out of places where I'm going. He can help me get up out of a chair. I put the end of the leash in his mouth. He sits down and he pulls and he backs up if he needs two more, and he can give me that extra lift to get out of a chair. That saves my shoulders, which I'm waiting to have a shoulder replacement on one side.
Wow.
And so the more that I don't have to put stress on, the more years I'm going to get out of the muscles that have been weakened. And, you know, there's also that sense of loyalty.
Right.
We work very hard that the dog bonds directly with just the client. And so he is there for me. Now, another thing is when I mentioned the beginning that motivated me to finally get my application, and when I fell, if I had not been able to reach that cell phone, I would have been on the floor for several hours in a lot of pain, really sort of the, you know, I've fallen and can't get up.
Right.
He wouldn't get me up, but he could get a phone.
Lynn, we're running out of time, I'm sorry to say, but I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and telling your story. It's been a fascinating one. And please give our regards to Caddy. We've been speaking this morning with Lynn Craker, who is a client of Pause with a Cause. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation about a helpless organization right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. La, 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 la.